There is a new effort underway to help the families of Michigan inmates cope with having someone they love in prison. It's a pilot program that centers on having someone serve as a liaison between prisoners' families and officials at three Michigan prisons. And the woman running this new program brings some pretty hard-earned insight into what it's like to have a loved one behind bars. Lois DeMott's son was a prisoner, so she learned for herself the difficulties of trying to navigate the prison system. And now she's hoping to help other families with the new Family Participation Program. Lois DeMott, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Your son was sent into the adult prison system at age 15. And I have to say, as a mom, too, it would be so understandable if you decided to detach yourself from anything to do with prisons. And yet, there you are, the co-founder of the group Citizens for Prison Reform. And now you're launching this Family Participation Program. Why so involved?
Well, I certainly believe that our family members are with us forever, and I believe in unconditional love. Certainly, it was not an easy road, and it wasn't an easy choice, and there's a lot of pain and anger and a lot of emotions that go along with all of that. In some senses, you somewhat become a victim yourself. The family does. There's a lot of toll that it takes on the family, but I knew if my son was going to ever see himself through to the other side, that he was going to need to feel support. And that is something that is not readily available on their own from the inside. And so not just myself, but my entire family made that decision that we were going to stick by him through thick and thin. And once we got inside the system, you know, we were told by the judge the day that he was sentenced that he would receive the services and the help that he needed on the inside. And I believe that the moment of truth was once he was actually moved to the inside, and we saw that far too often those helps are not in place for those that are on the inside.
So as you were launching this new family participation program, what will you be doing? Give us examples of the kind of ways that you can help family members and in turn help the inmates.
So currently I am working in the three pilot prisons. I have one of those prisons that's kind of the lead setting up the program. We have found five family liaisons or advocates who will be volunteering. I have a training program that I am putting together currently. We will be working with the liaisons to make sure that they understand all of the resources that are available. And there are two primary places where those resources are coming from. One is from a resource guide that Citizens for Prison Reform, the organization that I co-founded, put together, and that is available on their website. There is also a link to it currently on the Family Participation Program website. And the Michigan Department of Corrections last year also put together a family informational packet that is now available on their website. Many families are just not aware of the simple fact that there are these resources out there.
And does it take someone like this liaison who is been through it and understands better the ins and outs to be able to take somebody by the hand and help guide them?
Yes, I certainly believe that it does. You know, you go into the system, and what I found is that once I got inside, you know, there were staff that were very helpful. There were staff that we look back on and we give tremendous thanks to that helped us. But those people are overwhelmed with the number of calls that they get. They're easily frustrated. They have families that call who are angry, who are upset, and I used to be one of those families. It's very difficult for the staff there to be able to handle sometimes the other side of this, which is the family's emotions. They're overwhelmed with not knowing where to get the information from. And so family-to-family support is huge. support of someone walking alongside you that's been through it and can help navigate is certainly crucial in this role.
Lois, what kinds of services and what kinds of information are families looking for and are you helping connect them with?
Well, you know, up front, families find out that their loved one's going to the system and you immediately begin to panic. You don't know how you're going to be able to contact them. You don't know how visitation works. Are they going to be able to talk on the phone? Knowing how to set up all of those things is a first step. And it really lowers a family stress within their family unit. If they have this information and they're able to move forward, they're able to communicate that with their loved one that they have these things in place. There are simple things. There was a woman who called. Her son had been in for 7 years, and she didn't know that she could order books. So for 7 years, he had not received any kind of reading materials because of the fact that she didn't know. And that's something that is available on Michigan Department of Corrections within their policy. Mm. But a person has to know how to navigate those policies and be able to look that up. So all of that information is in the Citizens for Prison Reform Resource Guide, those crucial first steps, some of the most important things that families need to know, that there's a recipient rights for the mentally ill, a specialist who works within the system. Granted, there's only one for the entire system, but there are these avenues in which families can receive the help that they need and try and work through issues if they come up. And of course, what we want to do is, number one, help the prisoners to become as independent as possible. There's processes that they need to go through themselves to navigate the system where possible, but there are prisoners who are not able to do that. And so the goal here is to assist families in learning how to do this work for themselves, for them and their families to step up and to see the importance of them becoming engaged and involved in their loved one's life while they're incarcerated.
I know Illinois, California, and Oregon have similar family liaison programs. How effective have they been, and have you been able to glean things from their program to apply to your work in Michigan?
I am certainly working with them now. It is something that I did a little bit of research and found the three of those. I happened to meet the woman from Illinois who is working for their Department of Corrections. They have just launched this family programming. And they, in fact, are utilizing restorative justice now as well. And that is something that I hope to do later on in the later steps of the project, working to repair and heal relationships where possible. It's not always possible. Mm. But there are many effects on families with incarceration that I think the general public maybe isn't aware of. I wasn't aware of. I used to think you do the crime, you do the time. I used to think that people were getting what they deserved. The problem was I didn't know what they were getting. And when we don't have programming in place, when we don't have family supports in place, and it's just heaped on punishment, they're set up for reoffending when this is the treatment that they've had. So I think it's really important for the general public to understand the bottom line is, we have to support people and families while they're in and help them to make sure that they're being rehabilitated, or we're just creating a vicious cycle and we're throwing away a lot of money.
And finally, Lois, how is your son doing today?
My son is doing really well. You know, it's one day at a time.
Is he out now?
He's been out for a year and a half. And it's been an amazing journey because at the last facility he was at, he was provided the treatment that he needed. He was in groups and was able to partake in the helps that he was needing to find success. It really helped to turn his life around.
That was Lois DeMott. She'll be coordinating the liaison program between prisoners, families, and officials at three Michigan prisons. And you can get more information at familyparticipationprogram.com.